Among the rubble and derelict buildings, a splash of colour to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. This makeshift amusement park brings joy to these children in the Syrian rebel-held town of Jindaris, 2 months after a major earthquake. Many were born into war, but for now, they have a chance to forget where they are. Fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo between M23 rebels and government forces has led to millions of people fleeing their homes. Many are now living in refugee camps like this one in Goma. Maysala Abdu is thankful to have escaped with her life. She says she gave up celebrating the Eid holiday because she didn't know where her next meal would come from. Until now, volunteers are changing that by handing out food for everyone here.
We are happy because they brought us food. If by the grace of God the feast of Eid will take place, then we will eat a good meal to close this month of Ramadan in joy.
A shared hot meal of rice, beans and fish. In the Gaza Strip, streets and markets are bustling. But 17 years of blockade by Israel has pushed prices up. More than 80% of people here depend on aid, according to the UN. And while it's a tradition to give to those in need and wear new clothes, many shoppers say they can't afford to buy Eid presents.
I came to the market to buy Eid supplies, but unfortunately, with the economic environment and lockdown, we can't afford it. Despite the conditions, we still have to buy something.
In Afghanistan, prayer provides some with a feeling of peace and serenity. Nearly 2 years since the Taliban took over, the country is facing sanctions, cuts in aid, insecurity and a crippled economy. Millions of Afghans are out of work or are being paid much less than they once were. But for some, the Eid holiday is helping evoke a sense of appreciation for simple things.
Some people say that there are economic problems, that there's no work and no business, but I'm driving taxis in the city, and I would say that contentment and gratitude are important.
Despite the hardships they face, people are coming together, sharing moments of happiness and a respite from any troubles, if only for a short while. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.
Well, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah